Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're joined by Kyle Crabbs, Locked On Fins podcast and A to Z Sports. Kyle, thank you so much. We've had a few days. I always like this. I was telling Omar, I like to wait a few days and not everybody's all upset and emotional about what happened at the end of the Buffalo Bills game. And so it's a good time to everybody can now kind of look at things. And Omar and I have been going back and forth. What's the biggest problem, Kyle, on this team right now for you? That needs to change quickly? What would you consider after three losses?
Yeah, I think the consistency of the quarterback in Tua Tagovailoa, he hasn't looked like himself, in my opinion, through much of the first three games. And with the entire selling point this offseason of scheme and working on your mastery of the offense, it just hasn't been as anywhere near as efficient as far as the things that we've come used to Tua doing uniquely well, as far as the quick decision making and the precision of what he's executing. It hasn't been there, and I think that's where all of the projections around what kind of season the Dolphins could have, it usually came with the stipulation that you needed Tua out there to play and be the guy who raises the tide for everybody. And I don't think they've gotten that guy through much of the first three games.
With this defense, what were your expectations coming into the year, and where are they now? Because I'm of the opinion that the defense is a bigger issue, bigger priority than where Tua is playing. Okay, we expect higher standards, but where are the standards for the defense?
I think it's totally fair to point out, and I think the secondary turning out to be a group that had all five of the guys not in the spots that they were playing as of, what was it, July 1st. I think the communication on the back end has really been a problem. I don't know how much that's cut into Weaver's menu versus what they want it to be. I see that group kind of incrementally getting better. I think Rasul Douglas is probably an upgrade over Storm Duck, but they had a lot of eggs in that Storm Duck basket. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you wholeheartedly, Omar, that the defense has a lot. They're tied for dead last in scoring defense, right? That's not sustainable. They haven't forced a turnover in the first three games. They're one of three teams in the NFL that hasn't forced a takeaway. Like, those things have to get better. I think they kind of got caught with their pants around their ankles against the Colts with what that unit looked like. The first half against the Patriots was tough. The first half against the Bills was tough. They need to win more on first and 10. And I know some of the players have said that in the locker room after the game. But I think when they've shown success and disruption when they've been able to get into third and 7+ and kind of let the backbone of the team showcase itself. But they're chasing these games by multiple scores. It's a mess all over the place. But I agree with you that defensively, it has not been to what my expectation was and what a lot of people's expectation was.
You know, Kyle, I made a mistake on this, although I'm not changing, and that's to play all these rookies. I do like it. I think I expected too much out of Jordan Phillips and Kenneth Grant coming out of preseason. How have they played, and are they where you thought they'd be, the two defensive linemen?
So I don't think either of those two guys played their best game on Thursday. I think we didn't see the best versions of what they have been as NFL players through 3 weeks in this most recent game. So with that qualifier, I think a lot of what they want to do from a pass rush perspective, Zach Sealer talked about this in the preseason about the chemistry of marrying your rush plan as an entire front and setting picks for guys and twists and nonverbal communications. I think that's the part that needs more time on task. And I think Jordan Phillips has been really good as a point of attack player as far as holding the point of attack, playing on the plus side of the line of scrimmage. When they run in his vicinity, he showcased the ability to deconstruct blocks and make plays. For Kenneth, I think you see the athletic ability, but the splash plays haven't been there. Some of that is the little details for Kenneth, in my opinion, as far as overplaying a block and then getting a little half body too far into the one gap that the back can then cut off of that gap and use the leverage to get a positive gain instead of you being 50-50 and playing off of it to make the tackle. And then from a pass rush perspective, I was surprised the first 2 weeks how much time I saw the center turn to Kenneth Grant. And that's what's really alarming for me with Zach Sealer is I thought Zach got a pretty good amount of one-on-ones, and he has them on his rep. So if we're talking defensive tackles, I take more exception with what we have and haven't seen from Zach for 3 weeks than the rookies.
Hey, the offensive line, always a topic, and I know Omar ties it in with two, and it's not good enough. With the five they're playing with right now, whether Keon Smith's playing or Cole Strange is playing or Brunskill's playing, how do you think this offensive line played in that last game? I'm just curious.
I liked what I saw from Aaron Brewer and Patrick Paul. I don't think that should be a surprise. I think those are your best two players. I thought Larry Borum's been fine, to be honest. You know, he had the loss against New England. For the sack from Harold Landry, but I think Borum's been a player that if everybody's executing up front, you can feel good about being your fifth guy in short stints as a swing tackle. And it's the interior play for me that this game that they just played against Buffalo looked as bad as any game that we saw from the group that was here in 24, in my opinion. Like whether it was Keon Smith who gets sat down and he really had his hands full against New England, and then obviously they pull him for Brunskill midway through the Buffalo game. Brunskill takes the loss on the interception. The pass kind of gets deflected by the guy's arm, and that's a whole other can of worms that I don't know if you guys even want to get into today or not. That play in particular.
No, Omar's brought that Brunskill getting smoked on that play.
Hey, hold on. You say there was a deflection on that pass?
So the ball gently grazed the right elbow of the defensive tackle and pushed the ball further back into the middle of the field, yes.
I didn't know that. But anyway,
so
yeah.
It had a pretty good chance of still being jumped by Terrell Bernard on the play regardless because of the jump that Bernard got on.
Oh, yeah.
But, there was like five compounding variables all in that play that kind of fueled that interception looking the way that it did. And then Jonas Savainai has really struggled in pass protection on the other side, too.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's been the disappointment. You kind of saw in camp that he was battling a little bit, but you're not seeing kind of week-over-week growth yet. And I don't think it's time to push the panic button yet. He's got to play, but it's not been what you would have hoped for given what they invested to go up and get him as a player.
I don't know if it's fair to include the investment. While I hear where you're coming from, Jonah didn't ask you to trade up to go get him. You put yourself in that situation, and realistically, he should just be evaluated as a rookie starter. And my issue is with Jonah, you need to give him help, but because of the circumstances and situations that you put yourself in as an offensive line, you don't have the luxury of giving him help. And I don't see any fix coming.
Yeah, we got to ride out the next two games and hope James Daniels comes back on the earlier side of whatever his timeline looks like. And then that way you can maybe a little bit more consistently push Aaron Brewer to his side to give him inside support. Because it's a lot. I see guys kind of running through the edges a little fast where if he had the confidence of a guy that could be the bumper on the other side, maybe he doesn't allow some of those run-throughs. I think the communication with Pat to pick up twists and being on the same level has been a tough stretch as well. So I don't think it's any one thing for Jonah, and some of it is seeing it and experience. And I know Mike doubled down yesterday talking about him being most comfortable in their offense being in that spot. So whatever that criteria is for them to come to that conclusion, I think you have to weather the storm. But I agree with you, Omar. Like, this isn't going to be a team that suddenly plays every snap with a tight end in his hand in the dirt to allow you to manipulate your pass protection to get numbers that's going to help Jonah however he needs it to have the support he needs.
Speaking of tight end, you know the question that pops up every week now for a month. Is Darren Waller coming back? Oh, yeah, we got a special package. And I'm just kind of – I get that he's probably going to play. And they have some plays they want him to run. He's 6'6". He's 230. But, boy, I got to tell you guys, you want to talk about a guy going from 0 to 90, missing two full camps, and we're going to throw his ass out in a Monday night football game. What do you expect from him?
I'm not really sure what to expect, to be honest. One thing I can say with some level of confidence is I would expect better results in the passing game than what you've gotten from Tanner Connor, who's been here for a long time. Seems like he's really got the favor of the coaching staff because he knows the system and how much they want those F players, the formation adjusters, to be able to do from an alignment and emotion standpoint. And it feels like that's kind of why Tanner's got this extended run. I mean, he's played, I believe, more offensive snaps in all three games individually than he'd played in any of his first three seasons, all of the games he played in those seasons combined.
It's so, nice to have that great potential, isn't it?
His body runs fast and is smart. Like, those things can help you, but the on-the-field product hasn't been there, and I would like to think, even if it's just the presence of Darren Waller as a player that's accomplished as an NFL player, like, maybe it can help you from a spacing perspective. But my expectations, honestly, at this stage are pretty low, but that spot's been one of the more frustrating spots in the offense thus far when you watch the tape, in my opinion.
Kyle, I want to ask you your thought process on how did we get here? How are we 6 years into a rebuild and possibly staring at a reset, especially if they go 0-4, losing to the Jets and losing all three games in the division? I don't believe that a win over the Jets makes everything better, fixes all the problems.
Right.
And it's only a matter of time before, you know, we press that restart button. But understanding the mistakes that you've made is critically important. And unfortunately, I don't think the Dolphins do that enough. How did we get here?
I think it's a great question. And I think it's a complicated answer where you could go back to when they originally started the build in 2019. And they talked about building a sustained annual contender and building through the draft. And you made your decision at quarterback, and everybody's got their own different version of that story, but the coach that's here at the time doesn't want the quarterback that's here. And so then you make a coaching change midway what is supposed to be the optimal years of your initial build-out, when you have all the draft picks and you go from one head coach to another head coach, and then there's growing pains with going from one coach to another first-time coach, and then there's the investment in all of the draft capital, whether that's Tyreek Hill, whether that's Bradley Chubb, whether that's the tampering charges that the Dolphins got hit with, and it cost them a 1-3, right? Like, you take the catalog of all of the draft capital that you surrendered for those two trades and then getting those picks forfeited, it adds up to a heck of a whole lot of capital that this roster would probably look a lot different. Now, you wouldn't have Tyreek Hill, and you wouldn't have Bradley Chubb, so that cuts on both sides. So I think they got away from the original plan of the build. They saw some names that were out there and wanted to make some splashes. I think you missed your optimized window within this build because of the coaching change, and now it just kind of feels like you're at that point where everybody's swimming upstream and everybody's got a little different best interests in mind for their own self-serving interests, And when it gets like that, that's where I'm inclined to think it becomes less about it's this problem, or that problem. It probably behooves everybody to get a fresh group of people in here that are all on the same page.
So to follow up to that one, and it was a great question by Omar, we have another one, and that is trade deadline. And like, okay, we're not going anywhere if that's the case, or we're one or two games below 500, and we got to make that decision. Because I can tell you right now, this coaching staff and that front office are going to try to win every frigging game they can, and they don't. And they also understand if you trade some guys like Tyreek Hill or some other names in there.
Jaylen Waddle, Bradley Chubb.
And guys that you brought in just recently in the last few years. Doesn't look good for you. Yeah, all those guys. So I don't think they're not going to make that move. That move's going to have to come from an owner, somebody in his ear going, make some changes. How's that work?
I think the way that that's most likely to happen is if there are changes to the football operation before the deadline. If Stephen Ross kind of puts his hands up and says, look, we're this isn't working out. We're going to dismiss Mike. We're going to dismiss Greer, whatever that looks like. I think those kinds of things have to happen because I do agree there is a self-serving interest that you could be – I mean, it would probably be in the back of their head if they're 2-6, right? We were 2-6 last year, and we played for a winning record in Week 18, yeah. Right? That, I'm sure that will be a part of the conversation when they get to the deadline and you have those conversations. But I think you have to have an interim status somewhere on the hierarchy that would help facilitate a willingness to kind of say, let's just read the writing on the wall here. I think that would have to happen before the deadline.
Well, I can tell you this. Over there in that building, they're going, we got the Jets. They're struggling. We're at the Panthers, even though they got a big win. They're very beatable. We got Chargers at home, and we got at the Browns. And they're looking, going, hey, we get this thing within a game or two, like you guys said. Hey, let's stick with it. I think we're getting better. And I just don't know who from one side of the building. Again, if you're on the hot seat.
Everybody's on the hot seat, Joe.
The owner's not on the hot seat, so the question is, what's he going to do? And if it's true, all the reports, everybody's saying that he's super patient and wants to see growth in this team.
Well, Kyle, do you think the fan base will survive if nobody is fired?
That would not be a very fun timeline to live in unless this team reels off a whole bunch of wins.
Yeah,
I think that's an incredibly difficult sell. And that's the other part of all of the Dolphins are the standalone game on Thursday, and you heard all the reporting from all the major national networks in the build-up to the game is, you know, Stephen Ross plans to be patient, but if the locker room stops playing for him or if the fans stop showing up, that could change some things. So I think that's the other side of this coin as far as what this decision ultimately looks like is if they keep not winning games, I have to imagine it will get to that point, given that they were flying banners over the stadium in Week 2 for the home opener, where there will be kind of the masses sending a message on where they are at with this team as well. Again, unless they start winning the heck of a whole lot more games.
Well, I'll tell both of you guys this. They're going to play hard, and they're going to say they love their coach. That's not going to change. And, hey, we're not going to quit on him. He's our guy and all those things.
Sometimes they quit. They eventually quit. Sometimes.
We'll see. Hey, anyway, Kyle, thank you so much, man. Thanks for coming on today. You were prepared for 97-mile-an-hour fastballs on the corners today. You're ready to go, man. Thank you.
Listen, I heard I was on with Joe and Omar. I said I better be on top of my game. It was great talking with both of you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Canes, feeling pretty good, man. Got a little time off here. Number two in the country. Getting everybody rested up. Mario's already talking about we'll get after it again and make sure we're sharp and ready to go. This is actually the fifth game of the year. This is kind of a weird one. This will be their first ACC game against what now, I mean, there's a chance, and I'm just going by my eyeballs, it might change. Florida State and Miami look like they could be the two best teams in the ACC.
It's only taken them 20 years to get there.
Yeah, by the way, I know. You're right, since they've both been there.
I mean, Florida State has won a championship during that run with Jameis Winston.
Yes, they did.
But they were undefeated one season, too. Can't ignore that.
No, Florida State had a couple good years with Jameis. Yeah, no, they did. Jimbo Fisher.
But, yeah, I remember covering the Hurricanes during their switch from the Big East to the ACC, and everybody expected them to carry the conference.
I never thought it would fall apart this long. By the way, it's kind of it's ironic that we talk about that and that they haven't won the ACC and the Dolphins haven't won a playoff game during the same damn time.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make that up.
We were on top of the world.
I thought there for a while, you know what I thought? I thought the old Orange Bowl, we're getting haunted by the old Orange Bowl again, but I'm over that now. I think we're okay.
It really comes down to coaching and execution. I think this is the first coach in the University of Miami where players are actually leaving there better than they came, and that's a good start. Now,
first of all, there's a commitment financially.
Oh yeah,
that's
a starting point.
They brought in this guy to be the president, Joe Echevarria. He starts the Canes machine. He said they're all complaining. You're either going to go all in on sports or you're going to be just what you are. Not very relevant at all. And so all of a sudden, Joe becomes the president of the university, charge of the UHealth system, university, and their academics. And the third thing that he's very, very passionate about, the sports. And he understood they're going to have to spend money and get after it. And that got Mario's attention. Wanted to come back here. And here we are in year four, right? I believe this is year four.
Is this the pivot year, though?
Oh, that's a big year. This is all his guys now.
Yeah.
This is no longer anybody else's guys. These are Manny Diaz guys. This is his. This is his baby right now. And listen, it looks good.
Looks different.
It does look different.
It looks like
physical.
Hurricane.
By the way, yeah. It looks by far the most physical.
You know, I say this all the time. I covered them during their heyday, during their glory years. I remember being out there for Andre Johnson's pro day, and everybody was just. Terrell Owens was there for some reason, and he was training there, and everybody was just looking at his physique and be like, man, this guy looks like a Greek god.
Right.
And then Andre Johnson comes out, and he looks just like Terrell Owens. That was like the biggest confirmation that you were going to be a stud, and here he is. He's a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yeah.
We got Frank Gore, probably going to be in the running for a
Hall of Famer real yeah. soon.
Yeah. Calais Campbell. Probably in the running for Hall
of Fame. Probably going to be a Hall of Fame looking guy.
That's the last batch. That them and Greg Olsen. That's the last breed. Okay, who have we had since then?
No. We've had a few patched in first round picks, but you're right. I'm not disagreeing. But I just feel a combination. Listen, Mario in the transfer portal. They've done a good job of bringing in the right people. A lot of these guys have come back home to play. Mm-hmm. I look at some of the names. Some of them are coming back home to play because this, you know, which is always going to be an advantage for guys he doesn't get out of high school. All of a sudden, they're going, hey.
Oh, yeah, they want to go play at Louisville right away. They want to go play in
Wisconsin
and star for other places. No problem. But the money will be here.
Yeah. But having the money is important. There is no question about it. It's
important for everybody.
And by the way, like I just heard the Oregon coach who was accused by the Oklahoma State coach took a shot at him. The Oklahoma State coach about ready to lose his friggin' job. He's losing to everybody. And the Oregon coach said it best. He said, listen, man, you're right. We're spending money because if you're in this thing, the players know we're going to spend money because we want to win. It's important, and it's the same thing here, man. It is the same thing here. We didn't have that for a long time. I know Barry Jackson gets some of the credit for it. Kirk Herbstreit gets some of the credit for, you know, articles written that said, listen, you're either in or you're out. And if you are, go join a different conference because this finishing in the middle of the conference ain't cutting it.
Hey, SMU doing well.
By the way, how about that?
Yeah,
and what kind of financial commitment you think going on there in Texas?
You want to be good, you got to put your money behind it. I remember covering the Hurricanes when they had a mediocre weight room, when it was an arms race for facilities.
Listen.
And they weren't even where FSU and UF were renovated.
Right.
Before they renovated.
Because the old days, I remember Michael Irvin. Remember Michael going, hey, all we need is the fields. We don't care about all the other stuff.
Yep.
They care now.
Yeah, that changed a long time ago.
We want good food. We want nice buildings.
Training table.
We want to have video rooms. What else you need? As long as you guys play hard, we're going to get all. And listen, they got more
facility.
Plans.
Yeah,
that little 70-yard indoor facility is about ready to become 100, just like everybody else is here. No, it's you go there, and mom and dad go there, and aunt and uncle, and grandma comes down for the trip, and she's going, okay.
Yeah, it looks like everybody else.
It looks like all the other big programs.
Yeah. You can no longer sell. Oh well, we don't look like everybody else, but we send guys to the NFL. That ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons Nick got out. Nick said, "Uh-oh, this money is a game changer." Just telling them I can get them the NFL, and
yeah,
they're going, "Well, you can give me the NFL. That's great, but I need money while I'm working to get to the NFL.
I need that million."
Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got a lot of good stuff though. Canes. Thank God we have the Canes, man. Put you in a good mood on a Sunday morning after a win and, you know, and not a perfect game, Omar, not a perfect game before you get going on it.
Hey, I mean, listen, all I'm saying, Joe, is if you want to be a championship caliber team, you got to learn how to put teams away. Championship caliber. We're not talking about, oh, we like being ranked number two. We're cool.
So you're just saying, like, when you're up 13-7 and things are going against you, all of a sudden you flip it around the fourth quarter and you end up winning by three scores. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about when you're up 13-0, you finish it off in the first half.
You want to be 20-0.
You put them down by 20, 21. Actually, I'm going for the two, so I want the 22, 21.
There you go. Just run up. All right.
Just put up hope. Don't give them hope. Don't give them hope going into the half.
You still beat them up pretty good. Numbers beat them up.
You should have beat them up pretty good. What were you predicted to win by?
Predicted win by what, 8, 9? What was it? What was it there? All day, Dan Day?
It was 7.5 at kickoff.
Okay, you all right with that? And won by 19. It was 7.5. You all right now?
Before
you go off on hey, man, there's going to be plenty of time. They're going to have some games coming up starting next Saturday night, man.
Put them up, finish.
And then you can come in and go, hey, told you.
Okay.
We'll see. All right. Hey, listen, we got more stuff to get to here. By the way, Marlins skipper Clayton McCall is going to join us at 9 o'clock. They are on a roll, man. Winners of 10 of 11. 6 in a row, sneaking back up on .500. Just a few games. I'm going to run short on games, I'm afraid, here. But still in that wild card, man. Still in that wild card. He bringing guys up, and they are playing, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On fire here at the end of the year. Start a three-game series with the Phillies today and then back home. Last three games of the year this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the New York Mets. It would be really cool. It's a long shot. Somehow the Mets lost these games, and you had a chance to move ahead of them, winning three. Now, it's still, you're four back of the wild card, and you've just run out of games, but a lot of really good stories. Speaking of a really good story, I got to share one with you. Did you see who one of the Heisman favorites is in the country right now from here in South Florida? We got some great South Florida stories. You know that with high school down here starting.
No.
Fernando Mendoza.
Oh, okay.
He was at Cal. His story's fantastic, by the way. It's one of the best stories
so
we've had down here.
He went from Cal to, where's he at now?
He's at Indiana, who just hammered Illinois in the last game. So Indiana's moved up to number 11. Fernando Mendoza was a walk-on at Cal. He walked on, ends up being a starter, has a great game against Cal, you know, that big comeback. But yeah. But he lit it up. So the NIL, he gets all these offers. People going, hey, this Fernando Mendoza can throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, since high school, gotten so much better. He really has. 14 touchdowns, zero picks, and completing almost 77% of his passes. So I saw his name as one of the front runners in that thing, and I thought, wow. Dr. Mendoza and the family, man, that's great. I'd love to have had him here. I just thought it would have been a great story for him to come back home as a Cuban-American would have been fantastic, but...
Listen, he's out there slinging it, and I'm sure he's getting paid handsomely.
Oh,
for
yeah.
It.
No, he's not. he left Cal.
Yeah.
And, he went to a big school, and, yeah, Indiana pays money now.
Okay. I mean, hey, listen.
Indiana, you're going to be part of the Big Ten. You better
start spending money.
Indiana
huh?
spends money in basketball. I know that Indiana program. Till recent years, I don't know what's happened, but they've had some great basketball programs. Anyway, so I wanted to bring that up for the old Columbus, went to Columbus High School, his brother's with him, actually, and could be the next quarterback there as well. That's kind of cool that he's there at school with his brother.
I wonder what year he's in.
Oh. I don't know. You know what? That's a great question. I don't know if he's got...
I'm sure Miami will be buying a quarterback next year, too.
I'm not sure if he's got 2 years of eligibility or one. Somebody out there will know on the text machine
and let us know.
I'm not sure. You know this thing now. Like, if you don't play, it seems like you get an extra year. Like, you got guys 6-7 years
into business.
You got
16 years eligibility.
It's crazy. I'll tell you, Mezador, who's phenomenal passer. I mean, he looks like a different guy than I've seen in past years. On the other side of Reuben Bain, he is, I think he's 23, 24 years old.
Yeah, Joe. I think he's got another year of eligibility after this.
After this?
After this. He's a junior now. Yeah,
I gotta tell you, if he's too high a draft pick, it won't matter. I don't know where they have him ranked.
I saw one highlight from him, and I watched him when I think Hurricanes played him last year, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh no, the Berkeley had a huge lead. A lot of people turned it off, and then like in a quarter and change, turned into a track meet, and Cam was up and down the field, and they come all the way back and win that game.
Man, listen, if we're gonna keep buying quarterbacks and send them to the NFL, Mr. Mendoza, 6'7", 225 pounds.
No, he's and like
Miami
I
boy.
Said, and he is, yeah, but I mean, hey, listen, I don't know what's gonna happen with the thing. I hope whatever it is with Tua, whether it's foot, I've heard somebody tell me his footwork's not great, doesn't seem comfortable in the pocket because of the pressure,
mm-hmm.
all those things.
He's getting the yips. Getting a little antsy, getting the ball out of his hand quick.
And then, hey, Mike's aware of everything. Anything we're talking about, no matter what they say, when they have meetings, they know all these things. Somebody asked me if something was wrong with his arm. I don't think anything's wrong with his arm.
No.
I don't know lower body. But
He showed you against the Jets he could throw outside. Like
not Jets. They haven't played the Jets.
I'm sorry. Patriots. Teams.
I don't know why you keep saying that. You keep throwing. You talking about that underthrow by 10 yards. I don't know why you
keep bringing that up. That's
oh, you're
that was
talking.
Gonna, I'm talking about outside. Yeah, I'm
talking about the waddle.
I'm talking
throw.
About outside the numbers. Because okay. Everybody says, "Oh, well, just play him outside the numbers." I mean, play everything inside the numbers and force him to throw outside. Okay, he showed you could do that. Not do I want to do it all the time? Probably not. But. Right now,
you seem a lot better on Tua. This is what I've gotten 3 hours with you now, that you seem to be okay with the way he's playing. You seem to think it's everywhere else but him.
No. I don't want the turnovers that he's giving me. I would love to see him be more clutch in game deciding moments. Unfortunately, we're just not there yet. We're not. We don't have that it factor. I've waited 6 years for the it factor to show up. It hasn't, and I'm not waiting for it anymore. But is he a Matt Ryan-esque quarterback in the league? Yeah, he is. Is he probably the worst of all his peers right now, considering his peers are Burrow and Herbert and Love? Yeah, he hurts. He's the worst of all his peers. That's a little disappointing, but I'm not one of those people who thinks that he's trash. He's garbage. He's the reason that this team is not good.
I don't say trash. I have never used trash or garbage.
This fan base thinks that, you know, they want to know how quickly can we move off from Tua. Well, he's here for 2026.
I disagree with your Matt Ryan. You think
Matt Ryan was a better quarterback?
Yes.
Why?
For a long time. I do.
Why? What made him better?
He went to a Super Bowl.
Okay, that's one thing. That's one trip.
What? One trip? We can't win a playoff game. One trip to...
they went to the Super Bowl. They made one trip to the Super Bowl.
Look at Matt Ryan's had some years, and he played a long time.
Yeah. I don't think he's done anything except for that one trip to the Super Bowl.
And then I hear all the people, I'm saying, man, I wish we had taken Matt Ryan with a first pick instead of a tackle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.